This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Authorities in Mariupol had planned to evacuate some residents on Sunday under a new ceasefire plan for the encircled Ukrainian city, but there are problems. This, as the United Nations said, Europe is facing its fastest growing refugee crisis since World War II. Russia's assault on Ukraine is in its 11th day. The Mariupol City Council had said its evacuation plan would run from noon to 9 p.m. after a ceasefire plan the previous day collapsed, with each side blaming the other. But there are reports the ceasefire has been violated. Pro-Russian separatists and Ukraine's National Guard are accusing each other of failing to establish that humanitarian corridor out of the city. Again, the second time the two sides have attempted to arrange it. Ukraine 24 television showed a fighter of the Azov regiment of the National Guard who said Russian and pro-Russian forces that have encircled the port city continued shelling the areas that were meant to be safe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday reassured Moldova's leaders that the United States would rally international opposition to Russian aggression whenever and wherever it occurs. Speaking alongside Moldovan President Maia Sandu on a tour through Eastern Europe in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Blinken said that the United States supported Moldova's aspiration to join the European Union, but that the process would be decided by the EU. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Sunday to declare a ceasefire in Ukraine, open humanitarian corridors, and sign a peace agreement, his office said. NATO member Turkey shares a maritime border with Russia and Ukraine in the Black Sea and has good ties with both. But the country has called Russia's invasion unacceptable and offered to host talks. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed directly to Russians on Sunday to take to the streets in protest against the Kremlin's invasion of his country or risk their own poverty and repression. Since last week, thousands of people in Russia have been detained for protesting against the invasion of Ukraine, or what the Russian authorities call a special military operation that began on February 24th. Ukrainian soldiers bolstered defenses around Kyiv on Sunday, digging trenches, blocking roads, and coordinating with civil defense units as Russian forces bombarded the surrounding areas and attacked towns and villages nearby. While the armed forces and civilian volunteers dug in, thousands of people continue to try to flee the city of 3.4 million as fears of a full assault spread. Record numbers of refugees headed into Poland from Ukraine, with the total number expected to surpass 1 million people later on Sunday as Russian forces escalated their invasion. Fresh data shows Polish border guards cleared as many as 129,000 people at border crossings on Saturday, the most in a single day since the war started. British Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab described talk of the threat of Russia using nuclear weapons in its invasion of Ukraine as brinksmanship and rejected President Putin's statement that likened Western sanctions to a declaration of war. A week ago, Putin ordered his military command to put Russia's deterrence forces, which include nuclear arms, on high alert, citing what he calls aggressive statements by NATO leaders and Western economic sanctions against Moscow. MasterCard and Visa are suspending their operations in Russia. It's the latest blow to Russia's financial system after its invasion of Ukraine. MasterCard said Saturday its cards issued by Russian banks will no longer be supported by its network, and any MasterCard issued outside the country will not work at Russian stores or ATMs. Visa said it's working with clients and partners in Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. Many other companies around the world have also made moves to up the financial pressure on Russia and its people because of its attack on Ukraine. The Russian tanks and missiles besieging Ukraine are also threatening the food supply and livelihoods of people in Europe, Africa, and Asia, who rely on the vast, fertile farmlands known as the breadbasket of the world. Russia and Ukraine combine for nearly a third of the world's wheat and barley exports and provide large amounts of corn and cooking oils. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.